This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 6, 2009. The bye week is in the rearview mirror. It's back to football, Paul Perillo.
Yeah.
And we have roster moves to talk about.
Yeah, and the open points out that we know who got cut. Yeah, we do.
And we know who's on the practice squad.
Yeah, we do.
That's it.
We just don't know who's signed to the active roster to replace the guy who got cut.
And we'll prove that right now by fulfilling all those duties. Early in the week, a little switcheroo of tight ends on the practice squad. Rob Myers was added to the practice squad because Robbie Agnoni?
However
you choose to say it, he's hurt.
Scalavino would say.
He has a shoulder injury and was placed on practice squad / injured. So he's still in the locker room, but he is not on the active practice squad. That's Rob Myers, tight end, 6'4", 240 pounds. Rookie free agent out of Utah State. Was with the Jets for a little while right after the draft. Then spent training camp with the Eagles where he played against the Patriots. Was on the practice squad in Philadelphia the first couple weeks of the year. And now he is in the New England locker room. Sticks out. Kind of has that surfer look. That blonde,
yeah.
You know, not a care in the world kind of look to him. But he's trying to make
He'll be hanging
team.
Out with Jake Ingram and Junior Sal
well,
in
yeah.
a minute.
They could all surf together. The move we sort of know about but don't have the full story on is Kendall Simmons, the veteran offensive lineman, injured previously, came into New England. Everybody was, you know, thought they might have a find here, a guy who started a lot of games for the Steelers. Was inactive for the most part here, and then a little bit of late had been active and played a little bit in reserve roles, was cut. So there is indeed an open spot on the roster. And Paul Perillo, how do you think they'll fill it?
Well, I got to think it's going to be filled from within,
right.
But I don't exactly know which direction. I would think the wide receiver makes a lot of sense. Terrence Nunn has been
finally.
There. And I think that, you know, the depth, as we've been talking about all season long with the problems with a third receiver, you know, you got Brandon Tate back in London, and I think you had another one in Terrence Nunn today. I suppose you could go a couple of different directions. You had some depth issues along the defensive line with Jarvis Green injured, so maybe you have a guy like Titus Adams or Darryl Richard or
and
one
Ty
of those guys.
Warren
Ty Warren
says
banged
he's
up a
fine,
bit.
But who knows if he really is fine.
He's been limited during practice
right.
Throughout the week, so I think there's a couple of directions. I would lean toward Terrence Nunn.
I agree. If not, I'm going to start asking, what
does
everyone have
Terrence
against
Nunn?
Terrence Nunn? And I think the interesting thing there is not just the lack of depth at the 3-4-5 spot, but also we've talked about all year, Moss and Welker have dealt with issues. And this week, Moss is on the injury report with a shoulder issue. If you remember in Tampa, in London, he missed. There was a misconnect, incomplete pass. He took a hit, came off, came back on for a play, and then left for good, not per se due to injury, but it was in the fourth quarter, and he just kind of was by himself on the sideline, no trainers with him or anything. But, you know, you wonder, and then he has the back issue a few weeks back where he admitted he could barely lift his arms. So you wonder if he's kind of dealing through some things here, and as Bill says, you're always one play away from needing some help, and
right.
Maybe they're not comfortable with the depth with those guys at receiver. I would like to see Terrence Nunn get a chance. It could also play into Brandon Tate simply didn't know the pass play. You know, the long ball, everybody kind of admitted, Tate included, Nick Caserio, his coach, that he didn't know the play, kind of a misconnect with Brady there. Maybe they feel like Nunn is more in the offense, more, you know, he's been here longer, maybe he's ready to go and is more a sure thing of terms of depth and at receiver. So I don't know, but I agree with you. I think Nunn would be the most likely candidate. Maybe the defensive line coming up second, but Ron Brace, I got to think, is going to get kind of the call up from the inactives to the actives.
Yeah, I mean, that would certainly make more sense to me, and that's why I would lean toward Terrence Nunn. You know, we listened to Bill a short time ago, you know, during his press conference as well, and he did specifically talk about how they will be filling the role, filling the spot, and they have to, and the inference there was certainly health-related.
I mean,
there's a pressing need, and I think there's probably going to be one of those weeks where every guy on the inactive list on Sunday is going to be there for a reason in terms of injuries, you know, with Edelman and, you know, all the other guys, you know, Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris. There's going to be probably eight guys that can't play. You know, Bill always likes to say, I'd like to keep all 50. You know, if I could bring all 53 to the game, they would all play. They'd all have a role. Well, I don't think they would have the ability to have all 53 on the field this week for sure. And you don't want to be stuck with less than 45. And I think that might have been the situation with Kendall Simmons, and that's why he had to go. They just needed to create a roster spot.
And we should mention, Bill, very praiseful of Kendall Simmons. True, yeah. Professional, worked hard, here early, left late, everything they wanted to do. One of those times where you genuinely felt like he really didn't want to let him go.
Worked hard, nice guy.
Looked like Shaq.
You know, baby Shaq. We called him baby Shaq. But a quality veteran interior backup lineman. You need those guys. And unfortunately,
Bill needs something else more.
Bill needs something that's pressing now, but it was through no fault of Kendall Simmons.
Other than that, the injury report, kind of a lot of the injuries we've dealt with over the last few weeks. Fred Taylor, we finally know, reports our Sammy Morris MCL. Will be back in 2 weeks, expected back. Matt Light is coming back from that injury. The newer ones would be the Jarvis Green surgery, reported by Tom Curran on CSNNE. Is that what it is? .com?
Comcast SportsNet New England.com.
Had surgery during the bye week, reportedly to just clean something out, kind of get him ready for the stretch run. He's been playing through it. Julian Edelman still coming back from the arm issue. An illness with Jonathan Wilhite, Paul. I wanted to just ask you, in light of the world we live in,
you have to wonder,
do you perk up a little bit and just hope that that's not something that could kind of spread?
Yeah, certainly you hope you're not dealing with any kind of flu there. Any kind. I mean, whether it's H1N1 or just...
Or the
you know,
seasonal. That's you know, what they refer to it as, seasonal.
Influenza. But, yeah, I mean, you do have to worry about that. Bill talked about it about a month back. I think you asked him about specific precautions. It was brought up again this week because a member of the Boston Bruins, David Krejci, has been diagnosed with H1N1. And Bill, he says it all the time. Listen, there's nothing more important than the health of our football team and doing all the measures that we can possibly take to ensure that with a group of guys that spend a lot of time together, kind of ventured off into an area that made me a little uncomfortable. They shower together. They dress together, you know. But, you know, that's just the immaturity of me. The point is certainly taken, and Jonathan Wilhite has not practiced this week due to an illness, and we hope that that's just run-of-the-mill stuff that we're being overly cautious with. But who knows? If he's not available on Sunday too, there's another guy that of those inactives. They're all going to be, I think, unable to play inactives.
Right. There won't be many, if any, healthy scratches on Sunday. But the good news is all of these injuries seem to be short-term in nature. Even the longer-term, short-term ones, Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris, they're not putting guys on IR. They don't have any season-ending injuries, which we're starting to see hit a lot of teams, including next week's opponents, the Indianapolis Colts, seem like they're losing a starter on defense per day.
It was a good thing we're not doing a roster report for Indianapolis because I don't think they have one left.
But that's the roster report for November the 6th. Kendall Simmons. We enjoyed speaking with you. You were a very nice man, but you're no longer on the roster. 52 spots heading into Miami, although that should be filled, likely by a practice
squad. Bill said it definitely will be filled.
Heading into Sunday's matchup with the Dolphins. Until then, for Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.